tech-savvy webmasters and will want to make them dig deeper into the content that their website has been collecting over the last few years. You needn't worry about this, though. In this section, we outline the different basic terms that you should familiarize yourself with if you want to understand data analytics. This chapter should make your understanding of these terms easier. Analytics. This is probably the most obvious term to start with. Analytics is the process of obtaining meaningful patterns from given data. When people talk about making use of analytics, it usually concerns a particular platform like Omniture or even Google Analytics, for instance, and this will help you in measuring the traffic that is coming through your website. These platforms will also provide you information about not just where the traffic is coming in from and how much traffic is coming in, it also tells you the time that is spent by the visitors on particular pages. You can, therefore, start making use of analytics in a tactful manner. If you notice that the traffic to your website is high at a specific time, then maybe you can start making use of such information for publishing content that will tempt them to look further. Behavioral analytics. This method is about opting for an approach for analyzing and reading data that has a more human feel to it. We may refer to it as a holistic approach as well. Don't let the name discourage you from reading more about it. Take, for instance, any social media interactions and also the sum of money that is spent on a particular site, the website from which the customer or the visitor navigated from, and where they might next head towards. When looked at as one single experience, this will help you in understanding not just the intention of the visitor, but you will also be able to predict their future behavior. This gives you a real advantage. Big data. Big data refers to a colossal amount of data availed to an individual through the numerous traffic present online. With such vast amounts of data, analytics are needed to ensure that accuracy is determined. For instance, think about Amazon. This company would get massive amounts of data traffic. Not only will they have needed to have access to this data, but they would also have information about all the different customers who have visited their platform. This would include all the information about their orders, names, locations, and even their browsing history. Now, this is indeed big data. Amazon has such a massive amount of data that it makes use of the third largest Linux databases in the world for helping it with its operations. Amazon doesn't only stop at collecting all this data. It makes use of this data for creating custom-made experiences for all the users who are registered on Amazon. This includes a personalized homepage and also a list of recommended products depending on their browser and order history. You may have noticed this as you browsed the website. All of this information helps to build business. Bounce rate. The rate of visitors who visit your site and then leave it immediately after visiting just one page, instead of going through the other pages, is referred to as the bounce rate. A low bounce rate is good, and a high bounce rate means that your site has very little interest to the visitor. This is useful information because you need to keep the bounce rate manageable to ensure customers find sufficient information to keep them looking through your website. Cross-channel analytics. This is the ability to analyze data that is available from different channels like email, social media, and mobile apps, and so on. This data itself can be stored in different places and is used for getting a better understanding of the overall experience of the customer. Data cleansing. This is the process of detecting and then getting rid of certain inaccurate records that are present in your database. This data might be incomplete or even incorrect. This helps in getting rid of duplicate data as well. Human error may result to mistakes. Data quality. The data in use should be credible and reliable. It needs to be accurate and accessible as well. If it weren't, then what good would it do? Data visualization. Data analytics isn't just about the text. Data visualization is also referred to as dry viz, and it will help in captivating the attention of the viewer. It is all about creating data analytics.